Hey girl, hey, welcome to another exciting episode on the Living Cozy podcast. I am your host, Brandy J, and I'm here to bring you all things related to motherhood, lifestyle, faith life, and so much more. On this podcast, we dive deep into various topics that resonate with women from all walks of life. Whether you're a new mom looking for tips and tricks to navigate the challenges of motherhood, or someone seeking inspiration to live your best life, you've come to the right place, girly. Join me as we explore the joys and struggles of motherhood, sharing personal anecdotes, expert advice, and uplifting stories along the way. We'll discuss practical tips on how to create a cozy and nurturing environment for you and your family, while also exploring ways to cultivate a strong faith life that brings you peace and fulfillment. Each episode is packed with valuable insights, interviews with inspiring guests, and thought-provoking discussions that will leave you feeling empowered and motivated. So sit back, relax, and get ready for an enriching journey with Living Cozy Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. Remember, life is a beautiful journey, and together we can make it even more living cozy. Hey y'all, I am back. Look at me being consistent. Week 2, I am doing it. Season 4, episode 2, and I'm so proud of myself for pushing through. Okay, that was bars too. But anyways, it's so funny because, it's not funny, but it's just like ironic how everything just kind of aligned today for today's episode. Today's topic, as you can see on the title, is friendships. So as an adult, I learned so much about friendships and how to really navigate through them, the hard times, the good times, bad times, all those times. And today's Bible verse of the day, it really opened my eyes to like just friendships in general. So let's get into the verse of the day. Y'all know that I like to start with the Bible app. I love the Bible app. So for a daily refresh, our verse of the day is Proverbs 17:17. And I use the New Living Translation version. And it says, a friend is always loyal and a brother is born to help in time of need. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was just like super duper. It just hit me because I have had such a, it's been very transformative. My friendships have been very transformative, especially because I've hit different milestones in my life. Like I'm in a committed relationship, I am a mother, and it's just been so many different things that factors that have been included in my journey when it comes to friendships. And it's so crazy because yesterday I sat down with an old friend of mine. I mean, she's still my friend, but we haven't talked in like years since my daughter was born. We talked, but it was always just like, you know, hey, checking on you. And then after a while, we stopped talking. And this used to be somebody that I would be with every day, talk to every day. We lived right around the corner from each other. Like, we were best friends. Like, when my mom passed, she was there for me. When her brother passed, I was there for her. Like, literally, we were always there for each other. And everything kind of shifted when I had my daughter. And she texted me out of the blue and we were catching up a little bit, and then she asked me to go to lunch, and I was a little nervous at first because I'm just like, what if what we talk about is not the same? Because even when I sit down with my older friends, like, my mentality has shifted a lot, and a lot of the conversation that we used to have, it just doesn't fit well with who I am as a person these days. Like, I don't drink. Obviously, I'm pregnant, but even if I wasn't pregnant, I don't drink. I try not to curse. I'm just like on a deeper path in life, and some of my friends still like go to bars, and you know, they're single. So a lot of our conversation is a little bit different. So I was scared at first. I was nervous, but I did pray through it, and we had an amazing time. It was so much to talk about, so much to catch up on, and I'm just grateful that I was able to really reconnect with her and reconnect with her as this new version of myself and the version of herself that she is today. So shout out to her, and shout out to God, because he knew that it was time. And you know, sometimes it takes a little longer than we expected to. And for me, I felt like that was all. I was like, okay, well, I guess this friendship had run its course. And, you know, now that we're older and we're more wiser, we can just like figure out how we can make this work as adults. But I just wanted to talk about like the transformation from being a young adult in your friendship to being an actual adult in your friendship. And I just remember, like, when I think of like young adult, I think of like college. So we can start from like the college age, like early 20s. For me and my friendships, it was easy to navigate, like, because I didn't have real responsibilities. I just had myself in my apartment, in my car. Like, I was already graduated. I had a job. And that's when, like, I feel like my friendships thrived the most, because I didn't have no real responsibilities where, like, I don't have a daughter. I'm not in a relationship. I was in a relationship at one point, but it you know, we weren't living together or anything like that. So it really didn't cause any type of friction between me or my friends. But also, I did notice that a couple of us in my friend group, or like just people in general, sometimes when we get in relationships, we kind of get sucked into them, and we're always wanting to be up under our person, especially us women, like our girls. We just be like, oh, I want to be around them all the time. We forget about our lives, we forget about our friends, and that also can cause a dent in your friendships. So that's something that I also learned early on, but I'm still working on it now. But it's harder for me because I'm not only in a relationship, everything happened for me within my relationship, it happened really fast, but I'm not only in a relationship, I also a mother, so I have to take that into consideration as well when it comes to hanging out with my friends. It's not just about, you know, leaving my partner behind or whatever. And I don't even want to say that, because that's not what it is, because we still have to have our individuality. But it's more so my daughter. Like, I have to find a sitter, I gotta make sure she's good, I gotta make sure he ain't got plans. Like, it's just a lot of loopholes you have to go through in order to get to where you're going. So it's a little bit more difficult. But back when I didn't have that responsibility like I do now, it was just easier. Like, hey girl, you want to come over, blah blah blah, I'm not tired, I'm not chasing after a toddler, the house isn't messy. So that was something that, like, I can compare to like an adult friendship. Like, I didn't have to worry about what I have to worry about now. So when you have a friend, or most of your friends that aren't moms, or they aren't in committed relationships, they have that freedom, and you're the only one that's kind of just like, you know, well, I got a check. I don't know if I can come out. I got a check. So that was like something that I thought about shifted in my friendships, is like the milestones, like trying to really keep up with them, but also trying to keep up with my family life, my home life. And I don't regret any of it, because I feel like I'm supposed to be where I'm at. I'm supposed to go through what I went through. Balancing a friendship as an adult, I think boundaries are set in place when you're an adult. When you're a young adult, you don't really have those kind of boundaries like you do as a, you know, an actual adult. Like, when my friends wanted to sleep over, they could sleep over whenever they want to. I actually didn't mind the company. But now it's just like I said, you got to go through your partner, and then you have to take into consideration, like, well, dang, like, I'm kind of tired. I know I'm gonna have to entertain my friend while they're here, but I'm tired from like playing with my daughter or constantly telling her to stop doing something. So that's what it's like in my reality. But it's just like this big shift that happened, and it happened all so fast, from being a young adult in friendship to being an adult in friendship. And I can honestly say, like, if you are a young adult, like, take advantage of your friendship, not like in a bad way, but like, take advantage of the fact that you don't have like huge responsibilities, and you don't have like people or things kind of like taking you away from your friendships. And I don't want to say it in a negative light, because it isn't negative, but I mean, like, you have a balance, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm still working on a balance, because I'm one of those moms that's like, I want to be there for every moment. Like, I don't just drop my kid off anywhere. So it really boils down to like just finding a balance in my relationships with my friends. The communication shifts when it comes to friendship. I think a lot of us sometimes bite our tongue, walk on eggshells, and try to protect our friends when we know that we need to have a conversation. And sometimes some of us even kind of go ghost from our friends because a friend might have rubbed you the wrong way, or they're not on their P's and Q's and you want to tell them badly, but you also don't want to step on their toes. And you just trying to figure out, how can I let them know? And sometimes you just kind of like drift apart from them, and you don't even know that you're drifting apart, but you are. Like, they might hit you up like, hey, you want to kick it, or you want to do something, you have girls night, but in your mind you're like, man, I don't even want to kick it with this person because I see where they're going in life, and I don't want to go there either. Or, you know, a situation happened and they didn't apologize or take accountability, but yet you didn't communicate to them. And I feel like as adults, we have to start communicating to our friends these issues, or even just communicating, I love you, just I'm thinking about you, I'm caring about you, or I'm caring about you, I'm caring for you, I care about you. I have friends that randomly text me, like, we don't have to talk every day, and that's what I appreciated. But, you know, if they haven't heard from me, or even if they see me posting, because I could post and be in the deepest depression ever, because, you know, this is my job. But at the same time, I have friends that check on me, that, hey, just checking on you. That really matters. So I think that what I learned about being a communicative person in a friendship is that you got to work on your delivery first and foremost. Make sure you're not being, you know, cutthroat when you're trying to deliver your message. Because, you know, when you're upset about something, you might come off a little bit harsh or a lot. And, you know, you really come from a place of wanting to help someone, but it can come off as, you know, aggressive, and you don't want that in your friendship. So I think really learning communication styles and learning how to communicate with your friend the best way possible is very healthy for a friendship. I've had situations where my best friend, I remember when I was in college and my best friend hit me, she was like, I just feel like you're not being a good friend to me. And, you know, and I wasn't doing it purposely. I obviously probably had a lot going on in college. You know, our brains are everywhere, and I didn't know, like, how do you be a good friend? Don't you just kick it with them? Don't you just make sure you don't talk behind their back? Like, I just thought the basics when it came to, like, friendship. But, you know, she probably was going through some things, and she was like, well, nobody's there for me. And I could have, you know, went totally left with her message, like, what is you talking about, bro? And argue with her, and, you know, that could have ended our friendship. But, you know, I was very receptive to what she was telling me, and, you know, it strengthened our relationship, our friendship. And I'm like, today she just sent me a message the other day, and it was like, you know, I really appreciate our friendship. Like, we don't have to talk every day, we don't have to hang out for months, but yet when we connect, you know, nothing changes. We're still the same. We love each other. And, you know, I need low maintenance friendships. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what a lot of my friendships are, low maintenance. I don't ever want any of my friends to feel like I'm ignoring them, or I just don't want to be their friend, or whatever the case may be. I don't want them to ever feel like I'm not there for them. If I'm ever in a situation where, like, I just really need some months away from people, or I need to just kind of chill out for some weeks, I don't want to talk to people, I want my friends to know that, you know, it's from a good place. And that's why you have to communicate that, like, and that's what I have to work on. Like, if I'm in a rut or if I'm depressed, I have to learn to communicate with my friends, hey, I know we haven't talked in a while, but I just want you to know I love you, but I do need some space. I've been going through a lot in life. So those communication shifts definitely matter. The conversations need to be had. We're adults now. We are facing this big, big, big hurdle called life. It's a big challenge. It has its ups and its downs, good days and bad days. And, you know, sometimes we can't be there for everybody. Like, everybody is facing something. Somebody is dealing with something. Like, nobody has a perfect life. Some people have it worse than others. But at the end of the day, everybody has their own thing, and we just really have to allow grace for each other. We have to. We're not getting mad about, hey, I can't make it to your event because, you know, we're not getting mad. It's okay. I understand. Like, it's one thing if, like, your friend just don't mess with you. You could tell they don't mess with you and they just never come to your stuff. You know, handle that accordingly. But, like, if somebody really cannot make it for whatever reason, or they're late, come on, allow grace, because you don't know what that person is going through. And they might not want to talk about it right then and there. But we're not, you know, we're not going to keep dismissing people and cutting them off over things that we don't have any idea about. You might just be fed up like with this person and they really might be going through something and they can't make it to one of your events and you just like, you know what, I'm about to cut them off. What if they really dealing with some real life stuff but they just don't want to talk about it? Like, you have to allow grace for them. And that's what I'm learning. Like, I'm learning that, okay, not everybody can make it to everything. Not everybody can be there for me the way I need them to be there. But let's look on the other side of that. How are they doing? How are they feeling? How's their life? You have to really dig a little bit deeper instead of like just taking things as they appear. So something that I've also been learning in my adult friendships with newer friendships, this is what I've, you know, what I've learned is like building deeper connections. Like my older friendships, like my adult friendship or young adult friendships, we pretty much went out, we drank, we partied. Yes, we talked about boys, like we did all that. But what I am doing now is we're going to brunch, we're going to lunch, we're going to dinner, we're having girls' night, and we're actually having deep conversations. We're having deeper connections. We're getting to know each other on a different level. We're not just there taking up space. I want friendships that actually have quality. Not quantity, quality over quantity. I don't care to have 10 friends where we just sit in a room staring at each other, watching TV. We don't talk about nothing. We don't feed each other brains. Like, I'm cool on that. I'm cool with 2 or 3 really good friends where we can go out and really talk about our goals, talk about challenges, talk about how we can hold each other accountable. That's what I'm about in this lifetime right now. That's what I'm about. That's literally my favorite thing to do. And I've been praying on new friendships that pour into me, can help me get closer to God. And God really blessed me with a few women last year that really helped me deepen my relationship with the Lord. And I am forever grateful for those women because we can sit down and talk about so much. Like, when I tell you, we didn't sat down and cried, we didn't sat down and laugh, like we didn't sat down and really got deep into it. It's because of God, but it's because we want to have those deeper connections. We want to feel like this means a lot. We don't want to just sit there and like, don't get me wrong, yes, sometimes you might just want to link up with your friends and y'all don't gotta have deep conversations all the time. But a lot of the times I like to talk. I like to, you know, find out what are people thinking, what's going on with you, like how can I be a better friend to you? And that's a really good question. How can I be a better friend to you? Let's get down to it. Like, what is your friendship language? Let's talk about that. What is your friendship language? Like, are you a needy friend? Are you, I want to talk on a phone friend? Are you a FaceTime friend? I'm not a FaceTime friend. I'm not a talk on the phone friend. I am a text friend. I'm barely a text friend. I'm more so like, let's link up. Come over. I come over there. Let's do like a girls' night, something cute. Let's do that. Let's go to church. Let's go to brunch. Let's go to the mall. Let's go Sephora. Let's do something. But I'm not a like all-day texter. You know, the best thing for me is probably like voice message, like the voice memo. So I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I'm just being honest. So a lot of my friends might think, this girl don't never answer the phone. Is she my friend? Like, does she love me? It's not y'all. It's me. It's just my preference. I really prefer not to stand on, like, sit on the phone. Like, I just be too busy these days. And y'all gonna hear Taj in the background doing her. It just be too much. So that's just my little thing. But yes, building those deeper connections is so important. And it took a while for me to actually get there. Like, you have to pray about it. You have to literally pray on who you want your friend to be, who you want in your circle. And be very, very, very specific. Be particular with who you want in your circle. And God is going to deliver. Because he loves when you pray about stuff like that. He loves it. Okay, something else I wanted to tackle in today's podcast episode about friendships is, you know, outgrowing friends and knowing that, you know, our friendship has run its course. And it's happened to me a couple times. Like, I lost like a really close friend of mine. Like, we were best friends. And it happened over, I'm still standing strong on how I feel. You know, what's wrong is wrong. It was right is right. But, you know, as the bigger person, I tried reaching out to this person, even though they did me dirty. Because I don't like to have stuff on my heart. And I do believe that you can give people more than one chance and just to continue moving forward with boundaries. And they pretty much was like, I'm cool. Like, they stopped sharing locations with me. They unfollowed me on everything. And to me, it hurt. Like, it really hurt so bad because it's like a romantic breakup, too. Like, it's that same feeling. It's like somebody I grew up with, you know? Somebody I based my college decision on, like, where I'm going to college. But it really did hurt a lot. But I also had to remember that not everybody can go with you in each season of your life. And sorry, y'all. But it sounds like I'm getting all hoarse and like I'm crying. I'm really not. Trust me. But it just, it really hurt a lot. And sometimes I think about it and I was like, I'd be thinking like, it shouldn't have went that way. But now that I think about who I am and who God is turning me into as a woman, you know, that probably wouldn't have worked. Like, it probably wouldn't have worked because we think differently. I'm just totally different than who she is. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. But I did reach out. I tried to be the bigger person at the end of the day. And they were kind of just like, no, I don't want to have a conversation. I'm cool. And, you know, the conversation didn't even have to be us making up. It could have just come to a mutual agreement that, yeah, maybe it's best we just move on. But that conversation wasn't had. It was somebody else in between, just drama. And I'm just like, I don't have time for this. I'm too grown. I just had a baby. And that's another thing. I had just, you know, I've been going through postpartum. And, you know, some of my friends didn't allow grace for that. And it really hurt me because I'm just like, if only they knew what it was like. And they don't. So I have to just either wait until they go through it so they can be like, oh, I get it, or just kind of move forward. But with that friendship, it was just like I watched it end, and it was very, very hurtful for me. And, you know, something bad happened. Something sad happened to somebody that she loved. They ended up passing away. And I didn't hesitate to reach out because that's still somebody I love. That's still somebody I used to call my best friend, somebody I will fight for, somebody I will pray for. And, you know, I don't ever want to wish any ill will on anybody. Like, it's not okay to be that type of person, to hold grudges and to not forgive people. I forgive her. I really do. But can we be friends again? No, I don't believe we can be friends again. But I'm okay with that. I'm fine. It ran its course. And I was time to move on. But, you know, I let her know. I reached out to her when I found out her friend passed. And I told her, hey, I'm here for you. If you need anything, I'm so sorry. You know, I gave my condolences and I kept it pushing. But it's no love lost. It's just we outgrew each other. And that's just what it is. And it's going to happen. But I want to talk about conflict resolution for your friends when you do get into it, which is what happened with me and my friend that I went to lunch with yesterday. Like, we had moments where it was just like she was going through a lot. Like, she was going through a lot. She is what I would call my strong friend. She was going through a lot behind the scenes, but she will always, always have a smile on her face, always just like high energy, always the one that lit up the room, the party person. And you would never know what she was going through. And I think she was holding so much of that inside of her internally that it really like did a number on her. And when I got into my relationship, well, not even when I got into my relationship, but she was still around a lot. Like, she was super helpful and there for me during my pregnancy and stuff, helping with my baby shower, gender reveal, all that. But then when I had the baby, like, I went into deep depression mode. Like, I just, nothing made sense to me. Like, I was not in, you know, in no type of shape or form to try to balance a friendship. Like, I was on survival mode, and nobody really understood that. I didn't even understand it until I got out of it. I was literally in survival mode after I had my daughter. Literally, y'all know the story. I almost died during birth or after birth. So it was just traumatic for me coming home and trying to raise a baby without a mom and, you know, without a village. My family didn't live close. Like, it just was a lot. So I was dealing with that, but, you know, she felt like I wasn't there for her when I should have been. And I was just like, I had my little side of the story where I'm just like, well, I'm going through postpartum. Like, I can't be there for you. And it's been a couple of my friends that have said, I just feel like you weren't there for me. I'm just like, if only y'all knew what I deal with every day. Like, I don't care what y'all see on the internet. That's the internet. If y'all knew what I was going through, y'all would fall back like 100%. But I always take accountability because I don't want to argue with people. I don't, you know, I want to understand their viewpoint. I could have done a little bit better with like just being like, I'm checking on you. But when I tell y'all, I was deep in it and I'm just now kind of really beginning to feel a little bit better, and I'm a little nervous that I'm gonna go back into it after I have my second daughter. But I'm you know, I'm a believer in God, and I know that he's gonna carry me, and I'm gonna lean on him more, because I definitely didn't lean on him the way I should have my first pregnancy and postpartum journey. But we had to figure out ways to resolve our conflict, and we talked about it. Like, I've had conversations with multiple friends where we called each other and talked about our issues and, you know, just kind of told each other, look, I'm going to be better moving forward. I'm glad you told me. I'm glad you didn't bite your tongue. I'm glad you ain't cut me off without me knowing. And then it would have been bad blood. I'm like, why is she acting weird? So it's just really having that grace in your heart to know that, hey, everybody's going through something. We got to try to make it work. But moving forward, the conflict resolution was something that I didn't know would happen with this last friendship that I went to lunch with yesterday. I didn't know that we would ever get back on the same terms like we were. And I'm not sure that we ever will, because we're two different people than we were years ago. But I do miss her. I know she missed me. But I'm glad that we were able to actually sit down and talk about what was going on. I think that, and one of the common things we both agreed on is just like allowing grace and trying to be more understanding, and knowing that we're not just blatantly saying like, forget you. We just got our own baggage. We just have our own stuff that we're trying to deal with. Like, it's not the same when you're a young adult as it is when you're an adult navigating your friendships. Like, we really be dealing with real life stuff. Like, we're talking death, we're talking depression, we're talking all types of stuff, motherhood. It's a lot of things that we are dealing with. And I want to get to a point or a place where my friends can help me maneuver through these situations. I kind of tend to shut down. I kind of keep everything in and just ignore them, and I wear a mask. And I know a few of my friends do the same, and it's not healthy. So I think we all need to work on conflict resolution and actually learning how we can actually be there for one another, because everybody is different. Like I said, when it comes to friendship language, we always talk about love language and relationships, romantic relationships, but when it comes down to friendship language, we need to start talking about them. You know, one of my friends might feel safe FaceTiming, even though I cannot stand FaceTime. You know, sometimes you just gotta sacrifice. Hey girl, what you doing? We could talk, you could watch me do my makeup, I could watch you get dressed, get ready to go out for the night. Some of my friends might like that, while others might like a nice heartfelt text. I get those all the time from one of my best friends. Like me, I like to go out and I like the face-to-face communication. I like having deep talks. I like leaving my friends feeling full. So everybody is different, and I think it's just important to have that conversation with your friends and asking them, hey, what's your friendship language? So I encourage you to do that today. Text your friends, your friend circle, and ask them, like, what is your friendship language? Like, what makes you thrive in your friendship? Like, what do you like your friends to do for you when it comes down to it? Like, you know, ask them and see where it can go from there. So remember when I told y'all that I opened my Bible app and it definitely spoke about friendship, which is why I'm doing this podcast episode on friendships, navigating friendships. So I want to read the devotional to y'all real quick. So the topic is the value of each other. As much as the world around us tries to lure us into self-dependency, God created us for each other, for community, for a life that's not alone. The author of Proverbs said it like this: a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Proverbs 17:17. We'll all face hard times, sometimes when we least expect it. But a friend's genuine care can mean the world. A sibling's unconditional love can't be replaced, and a neighbor's practical help is priceless. We need each other more than we realize, emotionally, practically, and spiritually. If you found yourself in a busy season where you've unintentionally neglected your true friends or been too busy for your real family, now is the time to reprioritize. If there's unresolved conflict with a friend or family member, it's slowly deteriorating the relationship. Now is the time to set aside your pride and choose to make things right. If you're silently struggling on your own, now is the moment to let someone in. Give them a call, send them a text, or show up on their doorstep. If you can't be honest and vulnerable, it will be difficult to get help. Not only do you need people, but those same people need you. You have strengths, gifts, talents, and a personality that's unique to you and beneficial to them, and vice versa. Why bury them in the ground in the name of autonomy when they could benefit others? Sometimes we need to ask for help, and sometimes we need to be the help. Do you need help, or can you offer it? Could you use a hand? Or do you have some extra time, money, advice, or expertise to give? If you're tempted to self-isolate, don't forget, we were meant to live life together. Child, when I read that last line, if you've tempted to self-isolate, don't forget, we were meant to live life together. We are community. That is how God built us. I have to remember that. We need each other. We need each other. I remember when we was in high school, people used to be like, I hate people. I can't stand people. That was like a thing, like a phase. Like people usually, I can't stand people. Ew, people. What? We need people. We're on this earth to love each other, to help each other. Oh my goodness. This devotional definitely set the tone for the year. We are prospering in our friendships. We are having successful friendships, loving friendships, friendships that build us up. None of that toxicity. We are holding each other accountable. We're loving on each other, y'all. And now I want to get into the prayer. God, thank you that I don't have to go through life alone. I'm grateful you created us to depend on one another and share our life experiences with others. Community is your design, and I pray that I won't take it for granted. Help me to love and serve my friends as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, I know that's right. I know that's right. And that's exactly why I was like, I have to do this podcast on friendship, because the Bible verse today, the whole refresh, it spoke volumes. And then, like I said, I just met up with an old friend. Look, God is saying something to me. He's saying, use your community, lean on your community, be there for your community. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm so inspired, y'all. Like, how do y'all feel after hearing all of this? Like, leave a comment. Let me know, like, how are y'all feeling? How are your friendships? Like, are you feeling motivated to reach out to somebody you had beef with? Are you feeling motivated to be a better friend? Are you feeling motivated to figure out how to navigate friendships in a godly way? Let me know how you're feeling about it. Y'all, I'm feeling fired up and just inspired when it comes to being a better friend and actually leaning on my community more, because I tend to fall back a lot, because I always feel like I don't want to be a burden to nobody. I don't want to ask nobody for nothing. But like the Bible said, God provided us with a community for a reason. You know, the Bible speaks about friendships and the value of having good, supportive relationships. Just think, in the book of Proverbs, it says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. We just read that, Proverbs 17:17. It really just emphasizes the importance of having friends who are loyal and supportive, especially during those difficult times that we have. And then additionally, I love this one. This is in the book of Ecclesiastes. It says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. That's Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Girl, when I tell you, get into the Bible and really start, type in friendship on the Bible app and really look into like all the Bible verses on friendship, and you will be like, dang, like friendship is really important. Really pour into your friends. Like, whew, girl, I'm inspired. Are y'all inspired? I'm really inspired. So as we wrap up today's episode on biblical friendships, let's reflect on the timeless wisdom and guidance found in the scriptures. Remember to download the Bible app, y'all, so you can become more acquainted with different subjects from a biblical standpoint. Remember, cultivating meaningful connections is not just human experience, but a divine one. Let love, compassion, and understanding be the cornerstones of your friendships, mirroring the profound examples set forth in the Bible. Thank you for joining me on this journey of exploration and insight. Wishing you enriched, fulfilling friendships anchored in the spirit of kindness and shared faith. Oh, and I really appreciate it if you could subscribe to my podcast channel. I release fresh and exciting episodes every week, specifically on Thursdays. And last but not least, make sure to follow me on all my social media platforms so that we can stay connected and get all the latest news and content. Thanks for cozying up and engaging with me. Just remember, while I love you a lot, God's love for you is immeasurable. This is Brandy J signing off.